All right.
Is that it?
Woo, yeah. Boys, I tell you, now that'll jumpstart your heart. All right. I want to...
Yep, same one.
What mic is it?
It's me.
Did you? All right.
Yeah,
that's all right. Monitor's fine. We're going to bring back up now a young man just 18 years of age from Louisiana. He sang one number on the accordion workshop. This man is multi-talented. And boy, everybody in Southwest Louisiana is just so excited about Horace. And all of his talents, but most particularly his singing. We were down there in March, and one after the other, people kept coming up saying, "Have you heard Horace sing yet?" Horace, do you need an instrument?
A guitar.
A guitar. All right. We'll get you one. Where is it? Yeah. All right. And I will tell you that his parents are so proud of him. I'm surprised they let him come off without him. Because every time I saw him in Louisiana, Mom and Dad were. The parents there are much the same as Appalachian parents. They're very close. The families are very, very close. And they're very proud when their children, particularly when their children decide to carry on with the traditional music. They just beam. He needs a pick, Tracy.
I need a pick.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that little bag right there.
Pick your color.
You need a capo?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Ready to go. I'd like to say a little bit about the music I play. For some of y'all who don't know too much about Cajun music, is the traditional Cajun music. The music that came over whenever the Cajuns were expelled from Nova Scotia in 1755. They came to South Louisiana, and most of them, at that time, they weren't any accordions. Most of them just played fiddle music, you know. But once they got down to Louisiana, it's real humid, and it's hard to keep them things in tune. You know? And for the house dance, they'd have what they call in bal de maison, a house dance. The people would be dancing and partying and stuff, and while the band was like in the corner somewhere playing, and it wasn't really, you know, it wasn't really loud enough. The fiddle, that's where they started bringing in the accordion, and they're not too big, but you could hear them for sure. And, little boxes make a lot of noise, but I'm gonna sing a little bit for y'all. This first song I'm gonna sing for y'all is called La Valse de Bamboche, Drunkard's Waltz or whatever. Y'all gotta excuse me my singing all this week. It's a Cajun music boot camp out there. We've been playing music, dancing, so my voice is kind of tired, but I'm gonna give it my best shot for y'all.
Jamais payé à personne.
n'importe où, moi je peux passer. Rapidement, ça porte au droit de chat. En disant, garde-les là, le bon rien, le ruleur, le bon mocheur. C'est ma planche de 6 pouces, 99 ans. 99 ans, c'est la limite de mon rien. Ça, c'est la reste de ma vie, aussi loin que ça, moi j'aime. Quand j'ai devenu moyen, moi je braillais pour ma bouteille. Parce que moi je suis grand, j'apprends brailler pour des divans. Je serais content d'y avoir un et de l'amener dans ma maison. Allons!
Merci. Thank you. And I'd like to say it's a weird, I never really heard too much mountain music or country, or what you call it.
Oh,
I never heard too much of that before, you know, but I don't know if y'all heard too much Cajun music, but if y'all enjoy, I'm enjoying the, hearing that mountain music, because my mama's side of the family, they're from Mississippi, you know, so whenever I go meet my grandma over there, I gotta sing "Will the Circle Be Unbroken." But when I go meet my daddy's parents, I gotta sing some old Irish hymn or something. So, and as I was telling somebody, that's when for me, that's when you know you're far from home, when the old people speak better English than you. My grandpa, he can't speak a lick of English. He had to quit school in the second grade to work in the fields. And a lot of the older people like that, they just speak French, you know. So, but it's, you just gotta learn it to. If you want to talk to the old people, because they got a lot of good stories to tell. Yeah. Do a fast one. Oh, no. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to do a waltz right now called Donmore and North Chance. Give me another chance. He's telling his girlfriend or whatever, give me another chance before I die. Tiens-toi, des bords, gardant des dents, mes yeux. Tu vas voir un petit l'homme après tomber. C'est par rapport à toi, mon cœur est si cassé. Aujourd'hui, tu vas me quitter parce qu'il faut. Donne-moi de notre chance, j'ai promis. J'ai jamais fait de mal encore. J'ai gardé dans tous les coins du pays pour un autre avec tes charges bleues comme toi. J'ai pas pu la trouver, moi je reviens en demandant. Donne-moi une autre chance avant de quitter. Attendez dans mes yeux, tu vas voir un petit l'homme après tomber. C'est par rapport à toi, mon cœur est si cassé. Aujourd'hui, tu vas me quitter parce qu'il faut. Donne-moi de notre chance, j'ai promis de jamais faire de mal encore. J'ai gardé. Dans tous les coins du pays, pour un autre avec tes charges bleues comme toi. J'ai pas pu la trouver, moi je reviens en demandant. Donne-moi une autre chance avant de quitter.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
guitars. Does did your parents play music and sing?
They can't have trouble playing the radio.
Do any of your brothers or sisters play any music?
My brother, he's majoring in music at college in Louisiana, but my sister, she don't
play. Okay. Now, did you always play Cajun music, or
mm-mm.
What were you playing
before?
I used to
have long hair. I used to be a hippie, playing rock and roll. But then I talked too country to sing rock and roll. So.
Yeah, you talked too country to sing rock and roll.
I got the music I play, I got the final phone with my voice fit.
Yeah.
And I love it, too.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do a song, a little two-step, and that'll be the last song I'm going to do. It's called the Lacasin Special.
Yeah.
Comment mes mots rafa, tu donnes dans les misères, tu donnes dans ta présoupa, tu strapores à tes paroles que toi, quand tu m'avais dit. Que toi dans tout le temps eu, bébé oublie tout ça. Si toi veux rester avec ton chien vieux, rends-toi qui peux voir le chemin et t'en aller. Oh chien. Après jongler à toi, quand tu te rapportes à tous ces jonglements que toi tu m'as mis dans.
Thank you, merci beaucoup.
Horace Trahan. Yes, indeed. All right, Horace, thank you. Thank you very much. And now, about, what do you think, 3 years from now we're going to be buying CDs with this young man? I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, are you ready for a giant leap? Where's Tom? All right. Teaching here at Vocal Week all week has been Tom Lewis, and I'm going to let him tell you about where he's from and this kind of music that he does. Oh my, I hadn't seen an instrument other than your throat. We may not need the sound system at all.
Oh yes, but oh, yes, yeah, yeah.
Just kind of.
No, we won't. There are many occasions on which I refrain from using the technological equipment that's supplied. But my students have worn me out this week, and some of my students are in the audience here today. And I'm going to ask our sound techie once he's got me set up, if he could maybe set up one microphone for three or four or however many want to get up, chorus singers. Could we can we maybe manage that over here?
Right there.
But I'm going to be. I was 24. Well, we'll start at the beginning. Always tell the whole story. A guy
right.
Told me. I was born in Belfast, in Northern Ireland, during the war. And that was the big one, not the second big one, not the first big one. And I grew up in Belfast and then went over to Gloucester in England for my formative high school years. And went to a very good school there, don't you know?
They disown me now, of course. At the age of just past 16 years, I went and joined the Royal Navy as an engineering apprentice, fully expecting that I would get myself covered with tattoos, and within weeks I would be out on some tropic isle, recovering from a hangover and courting some dusky maiden. In actual fact, I didn't get to sea for 4 years because it was like going to military college. Yeah, they just put you in there and locked you up because you weren't fit company for anybody for 4 years. And of course, I expected that I would be out there with all those rough, tough, hairy sailors singing sea shanties and bounding over the billowing waves. But it wasn't like that at all. But I sort of was very, very lucky. The Royal Navy sent me up to Scotland very early on in my career. And I was in Rosyth, just across the river from Edinburgh, and only a stone's throw from Dunfermline, a wonderful city. Fife is very akin to West Virginia in that it's got lots of very friendly people who are very close to the what we now know as the folk arts. And there's lots of great singers and writers and craftspeople in Fife. So I was lucky enough to go ashore in Dunfermline one night and fall in with a bad crowd. They started me singing all these songs of Scottish independence and rebellion and drinking. Gradually, I became aware that there was this folk art of singing sea shanties that was not quite dead, and I really took to that, and I thought it was a shame that the Royal Navy didn't take to it as well, but the Royal Navy never really did have a lot of sea shanties, because in the sea shanties you were allowed to let off steam and make disparaging remarks about the captain and the officers and the food and things like that, and of course in the Royal Navy anything that sounded like a complaint was worth flogging you for, so they couldn't allow you to do that sort of stuff. Anyway, if we got a microphone here, if I've got any volunteers out there in the audience, I'm gonna sing a song called New York Girls, and I know my class know this. He said, looking meaningfully at least one of them here, and I'm gonna hope they'll back me up on the chorus. So this is a variant of an older song. The older song, the chorus goes, "And away you Santy, my dear Annie, oh you New York girls, you love us for our money." But in this one, this is a sort of ballad tale of a sailor who gets into trouble. And there's an awful lot of those sea shanties about sailors getting into trouble. It's generally got something to do with drink or girls or both. And the chorus, don't be bashful, get in there. Actually, I know this not a lot are not bashful. If you've, well, I won't. So the chorus on this one, and please feel yourself dragged along by my crew here. Away you Santy, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka? As I walked down the Broadway one evening in July, I met a maid who asked me trade in a sailor John, says I. Away, yes, Santy, my dear Annie, oh, you knew version for a while, have I? Yeah.
Tiffany's, I took her, and I didn't mind expense. I bought her two gold earrings that cost me 50 cents. Away, yes, Auntie, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance polka? She said, you lime to sailor, now take me home you may. But when we got to her cottage door, these words to me she'd say. The flash man, he's a Yankee, with his hair cut short behind. Wears long red top sea boots and sails the Black Bull line. Away, yes, Auntie, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance polka? He's homeward bound this evening, with me he will stay. Get along, you lime juice boy, get cracking on your way. I kissed her hard and proper before a flashman came. You Bowery girl, I know your little game. Way, yes, Auntie, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance polka? So I wrapped me glad rags round me, for the docks did steer. I'll never kiss another girl, I'll stick with rum and beer. I signed on a Yankee blood boat and sailed away next morn. Don't ever fool with Bowery girls, you're safer off Cape Horn. Away, yes, Auntie, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka? Away, yes, Auntie, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka?
All right, thanks. Stay right there. I'm just gonna. Is this? Yeah. Okay,
fine. Right. We do last shanty. Don't call on the mask.
Well, as I said, when I can you hear me at the back? All right. I'm afraid my voice is suffering a little. Gentlemen, a couple of gentlemen at the back, we're going up a little bit, if we could, please. No, I mean right at the back. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I like that. Yeah, I'll back off a little bit. I have to impose on Ginny sometime here before I do my main stage set in the concert hall. She has some sort of witch's brew, which she assures me. A quick gargle and swallow of this foul-tasting, noxious potion will bring my voice back to its normal level. But I've got stuff stronger than Hall's, and it ain't working.
All right.
But as I say, I expected to find all these sailors singing sea shanties and hauling on lines and tramping round capstans, getting the anchor up and raising sails. That was a bit stupid because I was in diesel submarines and they don't got a lot of sails. So the chorus of this song is all about that. It's about that sort of that disappointment and the fact that there are no more jobs to be done, or at least I didn't think there were. Actually, there's getting to be lots and lots of sailing ships out there, and the old sea shanties are being sung for the purpose they were originally designed, which of course was to help the sailors coordinate and work together. The chorus of this one goes, don't haul on the rope, don't climb up the mast, and if you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Get your civvies ready, that's your civilian clothes, get your civvies ready for another run ashore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore. And before we do this, I'm gonna share with you Tom Lewis's secret of singing choruses, which is that a chorus to an audience is like a lifeline to a drowning man. It doesn't matter where you get hold of it as long as you catch it before it goes. All right? You see, too many people sort of hear the words of a chorus and they try and fix them in their heads, and then there's some guy up here like me singing away and they start to seize up and they go, oh no, oh no, any minute he's going to want us to sing the chorus. What was that first line again? And they seize up. Well, don't worry about the first line. Don't worry about the last line. Just think of the last line. And then if you can get that first time through on the chorus, you can grab hold of that last line of the chorus. The next time through, you can sort of pull yourself up a little bit to the next but one. And gradually pull yourself up to the front of the chorus. Okay? So if you can just remember, a sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore. And then gradually get yourself through to the front of the chorus. Here we go. Oh, well, my father often told me when I was just a lad, a sailor's life is very hard, the food is always bad. But now I've joined the Navy, I'm on board a man of war, and now I find a sailor ain't a sailor anymore. Don't haul on the rope, don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Get your civvies ready for another run ashore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore. The Killick of our mess, he says we've had it soft. It wasn't like this in his day when he was up aloft. We like our bunks and sleeping bags, but what's a hammock for? Swinging from the deckhead or lying on the floor. Don't haul on the rope, don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Get your civvies ready for another run ashore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore. They gave us an engine that first went up and down. Then with more technology, the engine went around. We're good with steam and diesel, but what's a main yard for? A stoker ain't a stoker with a shovel anymore. Don't haul on the rope, don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Get your civvies ready for another run ashore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore. They gave us an oldest lamp, we can do it right. They gave us a radio, we signal day and night. We know our codes and ciphers, but what's a semaphore? A bunting tosser doesn't toss the bunting anymore. Don't haul on the rope, don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Get your civvies ready for another run ashore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore. Two cans of beer a day, that's your bleeding lot. Well, now he gets an extra two because they stopped the tot. So we'll put on our civvy clothes and find a pub ashore. A sailor's still a sailor, just like he was before. Don't haul on the rope, don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Get your civvies ready for another run ashore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore.
Yay!
Well, can we do one more? I'll see if I've got the voice for this one. It's been a lot of wonderful gospel songs sung all through this week. There's nothing like gospel for getting people pulling together, just like the sea shanties. Well, this is a traditional sailor's prayer, which was actually found and worked on and put to a tune by Bert Lloyd. I don't know if Bert Lloyd ever got over here. He would have been a resource for. He did? Did he? No. Yeah. Oh, at the Smithsonian. Bert Lloyd was at the Smithsonian. Yeah, I think they've embalmed him and put him up there or something. Come all you And always let Nelson's proud memory go round, and pray that the wars and the tumults might cease. For the greatest of gifts is a sweet, lasting peace. May the Lord put an end to these cruel old wars, and bring peace and contentment to all brave sailors.
Oh, that was perfect. Where's Kay Bell? All right.